Wanda's house. Nikki speaking.
Hey, Nikki, it's Missy calling from Direction Home. How are you?
I'm well. How about you?
I'm good. I'm calling because there was a mix-up last week for a Jennifer Roach, and I just want to be sure before I document in there. Did the case manager cancel this referral with you guys?
Yes. What it was is she told me that it was an accident and it shouldn't have been sent because I spoke to the client that day. Her nurse from the other agency was there.
So
she already had someone.
Well, I understand, and I apologize, but, the time I put into this, and it was an accident, but, I mean, this is happening often. So I needed to document what's going on because I sent it out, and now I got to kind of backtrack. And she didn't write anything in the chart that this was a mess up. So I did get an email from you guys that she apologized, which is fine, but we need to – we need to nip this in the bud.
No, I understand.
I apologize. So you guys canceled it, right? I just want to make sure before I get my,
doctor. So we had to. Yes. Yes, we canceled it out because, like I said, I had even asked the client who she went with, because her nurse was there. She was like, what do you mean I have someone?
Well, yeah, so it's okay. I mean, she should have never sent this to me to send out. It should have been documented, and it wasn't. So that's why I'm backtracking. So
I got you.
Thank you for letting me know that. I apologize for the inconvenience, and hopefully I can give you some better cases.
No, you're fine. And I have a question, if you don't mind, because we are getting different questions, too, like from our partners. So we were always told that we should not start services without a service plan.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we've always been told. Is that sounding accurate to you?
It does. I mean, that's basically like your authorization to start billing. So, a lot of times providers are starting it and we were never notified. So we can't update our records until the provider lets us know that. So
right, and that's normally with a service plan.
What's that?
And that's with the service plan. So you guys will get the service plan. Then we can start the services. We'll just send you guys over the start date. Like we're ready. We have the service plan.
Yeah, basically what we do is, you send us the start date and the schedule. Then I go ahead and submit that to the case manager. Then he or she will update that service plan. Then it's updated in there so you guys can start billing. So you can start. But that's my understanding, too. But
I just want to make sure. And is there a certain amount of days to give the case managers? Like, is there a turnaround time, like 24 hours or 48 hours? I just want to make sure we're all on the same.
You mean as far as, far as giving me that info? And no, I don't know if they have a time frame on that. I mean, normally we like to let them know ASAP so it can get done, but I can't promise you it does get done on time. Are you guys seeing that it's holding you up a little bit?
No, not really. So I guess, like I said, it's just a question that we have went back and forth about, and we want to make sure we're doing things correctly. So if we get someone and we tell you, Missy, we can start them this Friday,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How much time does that case manager have to get us the service plan?
I do not know that. I that's not something that I would know. You could talk to the supervisors and ask them if there is a turnaround time because I don't know if they give them a leeway.
I got you.
Because once you send us the information, that is passed on immediately, within 24 hours. So what they do with it, I don't know.
Okay, I see. I want to be clear that we're not starting anyone's services without that service plan.
Right. And I don't think that's something that I can answer. I think that's something you need to ask the supervisors on, what the rule is, because I don't want to give you any wrong information. So,
could you just name a supervisor and give me their number? It doesn't matter who.
It depends on the program, because there's a bunch of them. So is there a certain program you're talking about?
Oh, so different programs. Okay, now you're making sense.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, see, there's Passport, there's CareSource, there's Molina, Anthem, you know, Family Caregiver, Mahoney County Senior Levy. I mean, there's, I don't know, you know, what the rules are for any of them. You would have to talk to the supervisors. There's,
I understand.
Yeah.
Okay. I got you now. That makes sense.
You can call the front office at any time and ask to speak to somebody. They have the sheet of who's in charge of what if you have any questions.
Okay. All right. Thank you. You helped me a lot.
All right. Thank you.
You have a good
one. Sorry about all the confusion.
Oh, no, you're fine.
Bye now.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Oh, bye-bye.